February was certainly a lot different than January. Pete Boyd of the National Weather Service office here in Juneau tells us more about the weather for the capital city area.
This high-pressure system that's been forming over the British Columbia and the Yukon, with these outflow winds, have just been keeping any low-pressure systems that normally move up into the Gulf either just well to the west of us or tracking well to the south of us. So we're looking at this this dry weather to continue on through most of the week. Next best chance of any kind of precipitation is looking mainly for next weekend, and that's still a little iffy.
And what about temperatures for the next several days?
Now, we're going to also start seeing a little bit of a shift in temperatures. Pressure gradient is going to start tightening up as there is a low that's moving into the far western Gulf. So that gradient between that low and the high pressure over the Yukon and British Columbia, we're going to start seeing some stronger outflow winds. So that's going to start bringing in some colder Arctic air into the area. So we should start seeing temperatures drop down pretty significantly. Still going to see some pretty wide ranges between daytime and nighttime temperatures with these clear skies. Nighttime, a lot of radiational cooling, which will help get these temperatures down to teens and sometimes into the single digits for some locations. But then with some sunshine during the day, it'll help bringing the temperatures up, but still looks like those will probably be in the mid-20s, maybe getting up into the low 30s.
It sounds like we're kind of back into the usual February, early March weather pattern.
Getting pretty close to that, although we're looking to definitely be on the dry side through the week.
Okay, Pete Boyd, thanks a lot for the update.
No problem.
And the dry conditions and clear skies also makes for plenty of opportunities for aurora watching. And with us on the line is Sarah Kennard of the Eagle Crest Ski Area. Good morning, Sarah.
Hi there.
And you were able to check out some of the northern lights the other night, or last night?
Yes, it was amazing. About 3 o'clock they came out.
And oh, so we have to be clear here. Now, it was 3 o'clock Thursday morning, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, yeah. And what did you see?
Well, they kind of started getting going around 2, and then right about 3 o'clock, naturally, when I had to get going, they started really dancing right at about the top of Showboat, and it was amazing.
Just all green, or there were a little bit other colors mixed in there as well?
There was definitely green, and as you took pictures, you could see some of the purple popping out right around the bottom as well, which looked really neat with the lights from Eagle Crest kind of floating up.
Oh, okay. And how are the ski conditions up there this morning?
The groomed runs are going to be amazing today. We had some nice colder temperatures overnight, so a lot of our snowpack has stayed pretty firm, and we've got 14 groomed runs today, so in the sun, that should be really nice.
Okay, and you've got a bunch of events, or at least one big event planned for this weekend?
That's right. The Juneau Ski Club is putting on their town downhill, so that's going to start tomorrow. Pre-registration is today, and then registration tomorrow from 10 to noon.
And tell me a little bit about that. What is that? Is it just kind of an all-comers race?
Right. We get families that are coming in, sibling rivalries. They go down through the course. There's 4 different age groups, so really anyone can participate, and it's a lot of fun.
And how long is the course? Can you tell me a little bit about it?
The course is going to be up on, I believe, Lower Hillary's, and it's going to be sort of a slalom-style course. And we're going to have course inspection from noon until 1, and then the first race starts at 1.
Okay, so you're going to have to actually make some gates here. You can't kamikaze down, right?
Right. No, I'm sure that would be really interesting for the spectators, but for the safety of the skiers and just for some added suspense, we're going to throw a couple gates in there.
Okay, and what time does the actual races start?
The first run will start at 1, and then immediately following the first run will be the second run at 2.
Okay. Sarah Kennard, thanks a lot for the update.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.